This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And these are Gargoyle Golems and Glass Golems.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I hate that there are Gargoyle Golems.
It's the sweet of G's.
Like,
Yep. So we have gargoyles. We've got Gargoyle Golems, Gargolems, pineapple pens.
Yep.
Pineapple pens. Yeah, it's real dumb. There are a couple of cool rules that, like, they just should have put on actual gargoyles.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about the surprise stuff?
Not the surprise stuff. Like, when they, if they land two attacks, they petrify you.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's cooler. Like, I think we got enough instant petrification guys in this. Like,
yeah.
These are worse than gargoyles to me.
Yeah.
Not better.
For some reason, just the idea of them doing that and then the third attack shatters you. So you can't be brought back to life. Like, I don't know, for some reason, like, it's not like they need to raise the stakes very much because instant death is just kind of a thing in this book. But that kind of caught me. It tickled me in the right way.
It's slightly more interesting than the nothing that the gargoyles ended up having.
Yeah.
You know, but the, you know, they're essentially just gargoyles. Like, it feels unnecessary. Like, maybe in Ravenloft there aren't real gargoyles. You know, so they add these things.
Oh, yeah. Like, they've just been created in the image of them.
Yeah, and somebody was enough into gargoyles to really, really desire this.
It was an okay cartoon.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
There's nothing more about it. Like, there are occasional descriptions of these guys, of like what they smell like or what they sound like, and these guys.
There's a lot of smells.
Yeah. My favorite. We didn't talk about it with the Iron Golem, but like, there is no noticeable odor. Okay. Is that useful to Wolverine?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I think it's you know, it actually, like, I do know. I think the reason is that, like, horror gaming 101 is to engage more senses than just sight. And the big section in the Ravenloft book that talks about, like, how to actually try to make a D&D campaign scary.
Yeah.
They lean on that, like, using other senses. So,
but like, an Iron Golem isn't a Ravenloft thing. I could see it totally being a case here. But
Yeah. So they kind of suck. I'm not into them. Glass Golems
Fantastic.
Are cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys are way cooler. They the drawing doesn't do them justice.
Nope.
Like, they talk about them having this kind of ethereal beauty and stuff. And I think it would be much cooler if, you know, the drawing actually had that. This is one of the worst, another really amateur drawing.
It,
little motion, little shake lines on the rail.
Yep. Like, oh, so it's they're talking about a monster. It's not a statue. It's a monster. Well, it's a statue that comes to life. It's a statue that's a monster. Well, how do we get that across? Well, oh shit, we have to put a glass knight in here too. Fuck, motion lines. Let's move on.
Yeah.
We're done.
Motion lines and this part of the window falling down. But these things are stained glass, like flat sections of 2D stained glass.
Mm-hmm.
That come to life to attack you, and like, they can do prismatic spray on you, which,
like,
is a serious
in every
spell.
Direction. It's like that's like a level 7 spell that does that, like,
it, fucking
like,
around. It can kill you.
Yeah, if you're not lucky, like, you know, the entire thing about prismatic spray is that it has random effects. If you're not lucky, it can kill you. And then there's no solace. It's like a ridiculous distance in every single direction that this guy can proc that.
Yep. Yeah. So pretty cool, and they're also more fragile. Like, I like, mm-hmm. you know, this is just maybe the Dark Souls 3 season of Bonfireside Chat talking, but like, things that are not just like gigantic HP sponge.
Yeah.
Things have have appeal to me.
It's also like a common sense thing. Like blunt weapons do double damage, you know?
Yeah. Like, you have to be smart to fight them, you know? And that's pretty cool. Like, I like these guys. I wish that there was a good drawing, and I bet you there's a good drawing somewhere. These things online. Yeah,
I'll try and find one for the cover image, but
yeah,
it's a bad thing. These things are also like explicitly works of art that were done. Like,
yeah,
you know, you have to. So it requires spells from across a bunch of different disciplines. So it has to be this team effort. And also, you know, just kind of, there's no reason for these to exist aside from somebody who has, you know, extremely high aesthetic standards.
Yeah, which I appreciate. And they're like, rumor says the wizard was actually an artist.
Okay, yeah. This. I mean, look at what he made.
Yeah, pretty cool. Like, I can get on board with that. Like, you know, it's a good rumor. I don't know why it has to be a rumor. Like, I wish that, you know, this would fill in some more details, but it's still, I'm down.
Yeah.
These guys. Stained glass is, like, kind of great.
Oh,
It's on the short list of things that are explicitly religiously associated, but I actually think are badass and awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know? I think it's very pretty. If I was like a, you know, had lots of money, I would have a stained glass like hall. you know, in my room. I think this is it is can be very beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it is made to play with the light and to kind of cast these unnatural illusions off the back of it. It's wonderful. You're right.
Yeah, colored light is a thing I am very weak to.
Yeah,
like it's like I'm just describing my weaknesses to somebody else, but like literally, like if I'm walking down the street and it's a night and somebody has like weird Christmas lights in the room and it's just an orange glow coming from a room, I think it's my predilection for horror.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's like, oh, that looks like a portal or something that looks just alien in a way that I'm way into.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I paid way too much money back when I had a full time job for these Hue lights. Like like right now my hallway is red and green. Because of Christmas, my, you know, just like every room kind of has its own little thing right now because of my recording mood.
Yeah. And the orb I have changes colors and that appeals like it has orb appeal and color appeal. So both kinds.
Yep. Oh gosh. Both. It's a double threat.
Dual illusion system.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com